was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome back, my friends. This is the second hour of Take No Prisoners. Thank you for joining me. What I was saying before the break was that in order to attend this conference, the mentor will actually be entering into something beyond the previous affidavit that we asked. This will be a contract, simple and to the point, between each attendee and myself. And that contract will require your commitment to pay it forward in a limited fashion. And in return, you'll be part of an elite core, an assembly of law merchants and sovereign men who are battle-tested, who are equipped with the best armor that we can provide, who are networked to the gills and ready to move with me into the future. And believe me, we have some surprises in store for you in 2008 when we take on the travel and land ownership and sovereignty issues like they have never been addressed in this country since the conquest of the American people in 1865. So, when you come in as an attendee, first of all, you'll be screened much more carefully using criteria that I'm not prepared to discuss with anyone. Every attendee will have to pledge by contract to mentor at least 2 other people without charge in the first year after the conference, and in return you will receive my full support. That support means emails as necessary. We can have phone conversations. I will support the materials that we dispense at the conference, and also we'll include you when new procedures are dispersed generally. In fact, it will only be dispersed to that core of mentors who have been trained to utilize it. I'll also be suggesting a fee schedule for mentors who wish to work beyond that pro bono work. If you wish to help other people as a full-time occupation, you should be able to earn a living at it. And that's the freedom commerce that I'm talking about, our own system of commerce, and no government can take it away from us. If you would like to have referrals from me, and that means no kickbacks, no fee sharing, just a pure referral when people contact me and need help, then I will be happy to port them over to you. I will be obligated to port them over to you. Excuse me. As needed, if you are doing your job with those 2 pro bono cases that we'll ask you to take on first. I will answer your questions as best as it can provide them. I will support the materials. I will release the new items to you as they become available. And both of us will work within the framework of that understanding. Every mentor will be expected to participate in a study group in his or her local area unless he can demonstrate a good reason not to. And as of April 24th, my friends, the crash commercialization of my materials ends to the best of my ability to make it happen. Don't go away. We'll be gone for 2 minutes. Please join me.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Welcome back, folks. All right, so as I was saying before the break, in order to attend the conference, we're going to ask a little more of you. But in return, you're going to get a lot more out of yourself. These cases that we'll ask you to help on, you'll have the tools as a mentor to help anybody. But believe me, most mentoring doesn't mean you have to sit down for 2.5 years and take on a case. No, it means that you help someone get their sea legs and you guide them through the initial presentment and then you deal with an enforcement situation or two. Many of these situations are resolved after the presentment. But what happens is, like me, you will grow from the situation. Now, am I aware that there will be people who cannot mentor? They're fugitives, or they're straw people of fugitives, or they're in situations where they're facing 5 of their own cases, 2 foreclosures, and 3 credit cards. I've had people 26 credit cards. Of course, there will be exceptions to this. I hate to announce that because then everybody will be seeking an exception, and that will defeat the purpose. What's my purpose? Is my purpose not clear? It's to create an army of genuine mentors, to create a relationship with people that will last, in which they will have my full commitment to assist them to grow as the technology grows. And isn't that really what you want? Where else can you sign up for a program like that? I guess you could join the Army, and they'll give you a pension. You may have to stay on board until you're age 35 and give up your life. But the principle is the same. A little bit of paying it forward, even the opportunity, if you've had it, you've lost your insurance license, you've lost this, you've lost that, this is your opportunity to actually create a business, a good business, helping fellow children of Yahweh. What could be better than that? You all know people who are doing that. I announce people on the air. I announce services on the air. Those are people who had to leave their employment because of the controversies and are now earning sustenance, some barely enough to get along, but they're getting along and keeping their families afloat and putting food on the table instead of living out of the back of a van like someone who contacted me two nights ago who's about to be deported. So if my tone sounds negative, I apologize. This truly is about building. This is about building something beneficial and positive for the country, for the world, and for yourself. And if you'd like to attend, then that's what it will take. It will take a commitment on paper to do that. And what's the downside of that contract? My producer on the break said the downside is he doesn't enter contracts. He doesn't like contracts. He doesn't have a driver's license. I didn't know that. I didn't know that he was that committed a patriot, and I'm glad to hear it. This is a contract. We're not going to come after you and foreclose on your property. We don't use these procedures against fellow patriots. It's not honorable. But you would lose my support, and that support will be considerable. And that leads me to the next announcement. I regret having to make this announcement because this is a matter of triage, folks. But as of April 24th, my support to patriots regarding these particular BIC technologies is going to be limited exclusively to registered mentors. Now, if you get an email, if you send me an email and it says, "Hey, Sam, I just found out about you. I'm losing my house in a week. Can you help us?" We'll do everything in our power to help you or hook you up with one of these fine mentors or someone who can help you or send someone to rescue you if possible until you can bring yourself on board. But if you send me an email that says, "Sam," or most of those emails don't even have my name in it. They don't introduce themselves. They don't even have the signatory's name. It just says, "I'm about to send a funding instrument, but I'm not sure. Do I send it to Treasury or do I send it to the fiduciary?" And from April 24th on, I'm going to respond to those and suggest that they contact the mentor from whom they received the instrument or the payment coupon or the processing document or the new certificates or the new turbo document, whatever it happens to be. Contact the mentor and ask him to answer that question for you. And if the answer is not satisfactory, get back to me. Because if you got the document bootleg patriot style and you are determined to injure yourself and worse, your family, and end the quality of life as they know it, I will not facilitate your foolishness, even at the risk of making enemies among good people. And that's what most of you are. I cannot continue to play Hillary to your bill simply so you'll have kind words to say about me. I can't do it, folks. I can't face my maker under those circumstances. Necessity and morality requires, and absolute shortage of time requires, that we triage the incoming emails. Because there's no other time in the course of the day even to eat. In this way, I hope to remain true to the concept of formal education, competent mentors, and paying it forward. So, if this sounds like it's for you, if you'd like to inquire about it, if you'd like to ask for an exception or would like to register for it, then please send an email. Make it a brief email, please, and no attachments, please, to The Retreat, one word, T-H-E-R-E-T-R-E-A-T at hush.com. And folks, I will ask you, we have a gal there, Laura, conducting it, and I will ask you please to conduct yourself civilly to Laura. If you get an answer that you don't like, understand it's coming from me. Get angry at me. I have deeply held beliefs. I placed my life on the line to come onto the public scene. What? It's only been about 18 months. I know, it seems like 18 years. I made a commitment. I knew full well what I was doing. But people like Laura and others, they don't have to take this garbage. And I don't want them to. Not on my behalf. If you have a problem, take it up with me at restore.america@hushmail.com. Surprisingly, we get very, very few problems. Most people understand it's going to take hard work to get themselves up to speed. Now, that brings me to the final announcement. Excuse me, and this concerns the suspension of distribution of the Collecting in Bankruptcy CD, the Rockland CD, and the Contract Dispute Settlement Package this week. That was a serious decision. I wanted to halt all commerce. I'll be very honest with you. The complete character of this message tonight formulated until, you don't want to know how close to this program it was formulated. And I'll tell you why. I've distributed thousands of pages of documents free of charge to thousands of people. They're posted everywhere, and people can get them when they need them. And that's part of the problem, because my cautions aren't being heeded. A couple of months ago, I wrote a package that I called the Contract Dispute Settlement Package, and you have heard me caution on that at least five times on the air, but the caution has gone unheeded. That package is unique. Please hear me clearly, especially for the mentors who have been moving heavily commercially and distributing materials. That package is potentially dangerous because it targets one-on-one contract disputes like the threat of a malpractice action, the threat of a lawsuit, a contractor sending you an inflated bill. It does not address, even though it includes the tax remedies, it has nothing to do with the tax dispute. And people who don't understand that shouldn't be ordering it. It has nothing to do with foreclosure. It has nothing to do with tenant-landlord situations. It has to do with the kinds of situations I just described. It is not for general education. Read my lips. And it is not for general distribution. Because when you wield that package, if you decide to attack your neighbor, you can mortally injure him, and I will not be complicit in such a thing. So we're asking screening questions. We've taken some precautions against misuse of the product and crass commercialization. Number one, we are screening as to your purpose. And sure, you can lie, but there are other ways we have of deciphering. Believe me, after tens of thousands of emails, we know what we're seeing. And if there's any question, Sharon puts it right over to Brian and me. Number two, we put in security measures. When you give us your personal information, a couple of people were up in arms. Why do you need the credit card? Why must it be a credit card, and why do you need the Social Security number? I'll tell you why. They are embedded in the program in dozens of places. When you open the package, they're right there on the front page, your personal information. If you want to give the package to someone else, they will have your personal information. The package built into the programming has internet scanning. It reports in, like many of these high-tech programs, to a server. That's something I know a little about. I used to have a company called Automatic Buffet years ago, and we licensed the software. Now, that was an amazing package, folks. We'll talk about that after the break. When we return, we'll tell you about if it's going to be possible any longer to acquire any of the materials other than at the Law Merchant Retreat.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking who to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back, friends. So as I was saying, many years ago, I wrote a computer program. I read a book called Buffettology, which Warren Buffett's daughter-in-law, a broker, detailed his investment method. And I took that description and I reduced it to a computer program, which I priced very inexpensively and sold over the web. And at that point, we wanted to protect it, so we sought out security measures, and I wound up meeting the fellow who invented the process by which the program could have embedded within it certain information and then a parallel subroutine program that would be impregnated into the system, sort of a locking key, and that would lock it to the one computer. And that fellow went bankrupt. It's too bad that company didn't fly because it was a very interesting technology. And I probably have some of that in my blood. I remember my father, when I was a kid, introducing me to the fellow who invented those little tags. They used to be big tags at the entrance to Walmart and all the other stores. You know, those tags that beep that are in the program. Those were huge tags. And the first store in the country that had them was Stern's Department Store in Manhattan, down at Union Square, and a friend of my father's invented that. So I probably come from that lineage. I come from a family of five cops. Everybody's been a cop. I had to be a cop. So anyway, we took this package and we put security measures in. It's passworded. Certain sections are locked. Your personal information is embedded in the coding, in the programming and in the formatting. If the program is copied, a report gets sent back to the server through the internet. If cut and paste is utilized, it gets reported back to the server. If the information is embedded, if the paste winds up in a file other than the originating file, we get alerted. The personal information is in dozens of places that you can and can't see. It's very interesting how this was done. I'm not going to give you a big description. But you could have a team of hackers search it from now until doomsday, and they will not find all of the embedding. They can't, trust me. Which means that when the program is transferred in successive copies, there will be random appearances of your personal information. Now that may sound cruel and inhuman software punishment. But folks, if I may share my perspective on that, I really can't permit this piece of software to be used against other people. Wantonly. I can't let it wind up in the hands of people like these emails I read you tonight who won't know how to use it and have a good chance of injuring themselves. I won't permit it, if I can stop it, to wind up in the hands of distributors who will turn around and resell it at inflated prices. And something else we're trying to do is we're trying to make sure that it is distributed only to people who need it. That's why we're asking for an honest answer about what the purpose is, what the case is, and details about the case that you're intending. So if you say, I'm going to use it for a tax case, when you've already read our initial email to your inquiry that stated this is not intended for tax cases, government cases, bank cases, foreclosures, anything like that. It's strictly mono-a-mono contract disputes, and it won't work in those situations. Why would I let you waste your money? Now, here's what's happened. When Sharon has contacted them back to say, excuse me, but that doesn't fall within the guidelines, and Sam really doesn't want you spending your money on a package that won't work for you, and it's not intended for general distribution beyond that, it's a contract dispute package. And then you send her back a nasty email saying, hey, I'm not, someone actually wrote her this week and basically said, I'm not asking your opinion. I'm telling you, I want the information for me to make my decision. And I'm thinking, who the heck are you to write this woman like this? Do you know her? Are you on a first-name basis? Are you married to her? Where do you come off taking that liberty? Isn't it enough that I've donated thousands and thousands of pages, hundreds of documents, and never charged once? Isn't it enough that we give liberally and mentors give liberally through emails and other more personal contacts? Isn't that enough for you? Must you have it all? And the answer is, for some people, yes. And those people, I'll tell you right now, you need to return to Scripture and get rid of the chip. And we all need, myself included, we need to count and remember our blessings. My Lord, this life is short. And the Most High has blessed us with existence for such a fleeting moment of time. And we need not become mired in those needless, worthless controversies. Now here's why the situation is important to me. Because I have a new package, a repossession package. And I'm telling you, you won't believe it. We're putting this into play this weekend. Oh, I'll tell you about this when we return, folks. You won't believe this package, but the problem is, I have no way to distribute it that I trust, based upon the experience we've had with the contract dispute settlement package. So we'll be back to discuss that in just a moment. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, folks. As I was saying, you may remember that the contract dispute settlement package was donated to a ministry. I have never sold any product like this before. We've made a couple of seminars available. We've never sold a targeted piece of template paper. But I'll tell you this. Winston drives an 86 pickup truck, and I live in 2 rooms like a hermit. Other than getting polished up for any seminar I'm giving, I clean up well, or to see an occasional patient that I'm still seeing as a favor, you'd mistake me for a bum living on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. In fact, I'd give bums a bad name. When you take a vow of poverty, it's not about the money. It's about a higher purpose. So I genuinely make no excuses for trading on my labor, on the gifts that God gave me, for the benefit of others like the contemporary Christian order that I donated the package to. That package, the Contract Dispute Settlement Package, was based upon processes that I developed as long as 5 years ago, starting with a simple letter. I remember putting that together to dissuade an attorney from salivating at the prospect of suing me if a patient didn't like my bedside manner. And I told him how I didn't have assets, and that's not because anything was hiding in trusts. And he can go ahead and get a judgment, but he'll be wasting years, and it might not be worth his while. And it evolved into what now is an extremely potent way of kissing off attorneys and stopping things before they start. You know how? Simple. They make a demand, and you say, okay, I'll pay it. Now, what's the freight? Attorneys don't know what to do with it. That's like holding up a cross in front of a vampire. Back, Yana, turn on me. And so now they have to regroup, because if they don't state a claim, and if they don't respond to the administrative remedy, they can't go into court. They can't sign the paper that says we've exhausted our administrative remedy, and I have a claim here to state. We have their stipulation that they don't. They'll be up for filing a false claim. They'll go to jail. It's a thing of beauty. But again, it's not going to work with IRS. It's not going to work with a bank. They've got the property they can seize. That's a whole other set of issues. It's not going to work with a landlord. He can get an eviction notice on you because the court's certainly not going to recognize your administrative remedy. So it must be limited in distribution. And as I said, we've had some success doing that, but a lot of people abused poor Sharon, and so I withdrew that and everything else until we can figure out a remedy. And it's especially prescient because I have a new process I developed. This is by far the most diabolical concoction that's ever come out of my mind in this arena, this repossession package. Here's what we did. We hit the finance company, a major company. You'll be hearing about this when it's done, with complete BIC payment, but we used the BIC turbo method. Boom, in and out. Excuse me, we used the BIC essence method. There wasn't even a letter from the principal, just the notary's cover letter, the payment, and one other item, and settled it. And the next day, they received a notice to appear for an arbitration hearing from an arbitration company we set up. And those documents look like the arbitration documents from any other company they've ever received. And now they must go to arbitration. Their own arbitration clause is a bulletproof estoppel against them going to court. Their own clause makes this successful. After the arbitration hearing, at which time they are not going to be permitted to speak to any issue other than the issue that was submitted for arbitration. In the arbitration request, we specified three issues. And the main issue, of course, was, is there a defect in the administrative process? That's it. The other issue is the arbitrator's fee. So, when they sit down to arbitrate, they're going to get 5 seconds, and I'm going to be going to that arbitration. They're going to get 5 seconds to open their mouth if they appear, and if they don't, they lose by default. And in 5 seconds, they're going to be stopped. Excuse me, Mr. Arbitrator, you have in front of you, I believe, their waiver of all rights to argue. The only issue that's been submitted for arbitration is a defect in their stipulation, in the process by which the notary certified judgment adverse to them. They can't speak. And if they open their mouth, I'm going to look at them and I'm going to say, excuse me, zip it. And you can imagine what it's going to be like to have our own judge in there for once. It's going to be great fun. This process is for entertainment purposes only, in a way. So then the arbitrator will issue the arbitration award and an arbitration order. I presume he's going to be consistent with the administrative judgment, requiring them to repay the value of the payment instrument, the value of the original contract, and all funds that were paid in up until the time of arbitration. Imagine that. And then the appropriate documents are going to be filed, and the arbitration award is going to be put through an abbreviated court process, which will result in a court directive that the arbitration award has to be given full faith and credit. And then, in this package, we have the papers for the arbitrator to make presentment of the award to the finance company along with his or her bill. It could be $2,500, it could be $3,500. Arbitrators get paid a minimum of $500 an hour. And at the same time, when the arbitration award orders them to issue the notice of release, they're going to be put under a mandate by the principal. And he's going to send them a notice to release, or the self-executing power of attorney will be used, as noted in the arbitration award, to release the lien and retitle the vehicle. As I said half a year ago, this is the year of enforcement. I'm not going to play around with these people. When I go in, I'm going in for blood, and I choose whose cases and which cases I'd like to do that in. So how do I distribute this package? It's specifically for arbitration and repossession. It's not to be adapted for other more dangerous uses. And the bottom line is, I wish to donate this package to the service of someone else who's had sort of a rough time. So I'm considering the options, folks. I wanted to explain fully why we are password protecting and security protecting these packages. It's not for greed, believe me, but it is to prevent. It's really a correction of some of the errors that we've seen during the first year of the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. I really did not expect indemnity bonds to be sold for $3,000. That caught me completely by surprise, and it just goes to show you how ignorant I can be. I like to trust in the goodness of my fellow men and women, and that one really surprised me. So I feel it's imperative that we take measures to keep BIC process in the hands of those who are trained to use it. I don't want to give Law Merchant Commercial Technology a bad name by having people turn around and send me an email that says, "Hey, Sam, hey, this guy I know used a promissory note, and he was arrested. How can you advocate that crap?" Imagine how that looks. Now, you know as well as I do, the promissory note had nothing to do with the arrest, but I'm not even going to waste the time to investigate to find out what were the circumstances, what did he do, blah, 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 blah. It's nonsense. If it was someone I was working with, someone even remotely affiliated, I would have heard about it. And we're going to be binding those ties ever closer with the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat. Space is always limited, as anyone who's attended knows. We've packed that room to the rafters. And I'm not sure how the information I've provided tonight will be received. The only thing that changes, really, is that you have to say, "Yes, I want to attend, and I am willing to accept two people to work with during the course of a year." Look, folks, it could take you 9 months to get to that point after. Clean up your own case and take, will, if you have a case of your own, do you think your knowledge will grow enough in the first 6 months after the Law Merchant Leadership Retreat to be able to apply those techniques to the benefit of someone else, a complete stranger, thereby demonstrating your willingness to do God's work on this planet? Do you think 6 months to a year is enough time for you to gain those skills? I do. And if you don't, I don't want you at the conference. You'll be wasting the seat from someone who is prepared not just to help themselves, but to spread the word and to retake these United States of America. That about does it. Other than saying, I will release the, I will tell Brian to release the collecting in bankruptcy seminar and the Rockland seminar, if you do want to order those. We'll go back to that. I'm going to lift the suspension. I guess on the proviso that everyone heard tonight the problems that we're having with the contract dispute settlement package, I ask that you honor Sharon and their work. I don't know how many children you have fed as part of your life's work, or how many people you've rescued, how many animals you've rescued, especially when there's a tragedy, and when there's a tragedy in the family and people abandon them. But this is really good work these people do. That's why I've supported it. That's why I have a vow of poverty. And as long as the Lord has blessed me with the strength and the drive and the desire to keep producing materials like this, I will. But I think when I make the donations of a package like the repossession package, I'm going to donate it to someone who's a little more, to someone who's a patron. Sharon's not in this movement, so she doesn't know half the time what you're talking about. But I'll donate it to, how did he put it in The Godfather? A male child. We'll choose someone who is a male child and a little bit surly. So if you get out of line with him, he'll bite back and he'll tell you, hey, you don't like it, lump it. We're happy to release the package with your personal information embedded and for the purpose of a repossession. I hope that sounds fair. Folks, I'm not trying to hold out on you. And hopefully the hundreds and hundreds of documents that are out there, the thousands of pages, the criminal complaints, the lien documents, the affidavits, the depositions, the notary documents, the uncooperative clerk package. Here's another one that fellow whose email I read you earlier in the program could use. If the promissory note came back and you'd like to shove it down their throat and have some fun, don't we have the uncooperative clerk package? Apply that to IRS. Send it back and put them on the spot. Tell them there's a criminal investigation you've started. Here's a copy of the criminal complaint. So now if you send that back, you're interfering with a criminal investigation and court records. You know, there's no shortage when you take your mind out of the box to how you can apply the various technologies. So I'll let you know by email, hopefully early, sometime this week, how we'll be distributing the repossession package. Now, let me say this. We haven't completed the repossession package in effect yet. Let me point this out clearly. The success of this process will depend upon the ability of one of two things, either to get the release of lien through DMV, and if not in another state, or perhaps as a patriot, who simply wishes to retitle the car privately. And as I mentioned to you, we are going to be releasing not just technology, but a whole lifestyle for living as a sovereign man, hopefully later in 2008 or early 2009, addressing the travel issue and all the other issues that are prescient in our minds. We're going to beg, borrow, and steal a little technology from this one, that one, but we've already formulated some of that. Let me tell you, when we fill du jour offices, they're going to know it. They're going to consent. They're going to approve, and there'll be no way for them to back out. So all of that is coming. And I don't even remember what brought me onto that topic. Anyway, we're almost up to the break here, I see. Let me just take a moment, if I could, to thank all of you guys for being a part of this year. Who would have expected the events of 07? Remember what it was like? We were helpless children, and now we are a network of law merchants with no shortage of resolve, desire, and weapons to express our will. I'd like to thank my producer, Manny. He's stuck by us all this year. really done a yeoman's job. And I like him even more now that I hear he doesn't have a driver's license. Never had a driver's license. And from what it sounds, Manny's a young man. So congratulations, Manny. And thank Republic for allowing us to have the program. I'm sure we've been a controversial program. We've had some widespread listenership, my friends. And thousands and thousands of copies from the Republic Archives are downloaded each week. There are people who have them posted in various sites. One of them that we send people to is Minnesota Common Law Venue. They have us hidden under the transcripts link button in the left column, and then under my name. Oh, and also under the audio link button. That said, we'll be back in just a minute to wrap up. Don't go away, my friends.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please. I got
no bread for... Welcome back, my friends. I don't know about you, but this has been an exhausting program for me. I've said this many times in the past. I'm not a go-to-the-mattresses kind of guy. I don't give weight to controversies because if you even address a controversy, as you know, you impart undue importance to it. So please don't consider tonight controversy, but just a cleaning of the house that really has to be. Look, two things. Let me read you something quickly, and then one other thing about what we discussed. Here's the final paragraph that's been reworked from the letter to the congressman I think I read a week ago. I think you're going to enjoy this. This is from the tax remedies enforcement package that we'll be reviewing as a big part of the retreat. By the way, remember that email address is theretreat@hush.com. This is going to be a big part of enforcement, because if you don't secure the return of funds to the source, then the entire government is in violation. Congressman, I suggest you may wish to resist the temptation for levity or intimidation tactics. The liability is as real as your office. Any unverified third-party response or frivolous mischief will be certified as a conversion of liability to you and the offenders for immediate collection. I'm not a politician. I actually mean what I say. I only provide my public servants one opportunity for salvation, and then it's, let me introduce you to Spiro Agnew. I love to issue warrants for the arrest of public bonds, at least as much as your guys love to detain legal fictions. But as a Christian, I genuinely hope you address this matter by deadline so I don't have to add you to the list of public policy has-beens. These are, after all, your rules. Look at it this way. This is your opportunity to really make a difference to your constituency. In my book, it's a pretty good day when you can taste your own devil's food cake and return to the fundraiser without a crumb on your face. That's what we're talking to a United States congressman. And that, my friends, is going to be going out in a particular case before the conference. Finally, let me say this. If you hold any trepidation in your heart about committing to help someone else, if that's going to be an obstacle to your attendance at a conference, at a retreat, then so be it. But you may want to ask yourself what harm you're doing to yourself. Let me read you something from Matthew 25, chapter 25, verse 35. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Hear the words of the Lord. There is no higher calling than mentoring your fellow man and woman. It doesn't get any better than that, friends. Not in this lifetime. I hope to speak with you next Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for joining me, folks. Good night, and God bless.